Welcome. To Arcade Audio.
Hey everybody, this is Carolyn.
And Karma.
And thank you for downloading another episode of the Heels and Heels podcast, episode 300 and something.
300 something, 69?
It doesn't really matter. We'll just say it is. 369.
Nice.
It's probably not.
I don't care.
I think we're still like 40 episodes away, or maybe 30 episodes away from, who knows, who cares?
369.
We did it.
Mm-hmm.
Merry Christmas and a happy new year.
New year, new me. New us.
New year, new us. New podcast. 341 is the actual...
Like, not that far.
Not that far. Close-ish.
Close-ish.
Close adjacent.
Yeah.
It's almost 369.
Yeah.
I mean, it's closer to 369 than, like, 169.
Wow. That
math.
Is so
apt. Is that even math?
No, it's just counting. It's just numbers.
It's just numbers. That's how numbers work.
Yeah.
Karma, what are you obsessed with this week?
I don't know.
Cool. cool.
I thought we were doing a weird episode. I didn't like prepare.
No, that's fine. We don't need to. So like, it's a weird episode. Yesterday was Christmas. How was your Christmas?
It was chill.
It was chill. We came to visit you. I realized as we were driving away, you and I didn't take a picture. We always take a Christmas photo and post it on the internet.
Yeah.
And we didn't.
I took a picture with Luigi, but I don't think anyone cares.
Just not quite the same.
Yeah.
It's not quite the same. I took a picture with Josh, so we could split our photos in half and then just stick our photos together.
Oh my God.
And it was like we took a photo in two completely different places with completely different lighting.
At different angles.
At I think actually the same angle.
Probably.
I think you and I are at the same angle, so it would look like a prom picture.
Yeah.
We could do that. Always an option.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, on this special weird bonus episode, I don't know. What is this? Kind of a bonus episode.
It's like a special. It's a New Year, New Us special.
New Year, New Us. So we're just going to talk about like how our goals for the new year, mm-hmm. our resolutions, mm-hmm. the things that are definitely going to stay the same and not change at all.
My fitness.
hard same.
Yeah.
And just like what we're hoping for and dreaming for. Mm-hmm. And I mean, the one thing I do want to talk about. No, we'll talk. It can be part of the thing. So do we want to just make like a list of our things?
Of like our hopes and dreams.
Yeah.
And our new year, new us.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have paper. Mm-hmm. I don't know that you need paper. I do. I forget things
in my old age. Because like I'm a millennial.
Yeah, but I like old fashioned.
I don't like pen and paper.
I love pen and paper. So resolution number one for me is hashtag do less.
Do less. I love that.
Do less. So this on Christmas Eve, I was hanging out with my fam and they were like, and my cousin from San Francisco was just like, girl, this year I just want to like care less. Mm-hmm. Like, I put too much in. I'm exhausted. I work myself too much.
Yeah.
So I just want to hashtag do less. And literally everyone in the room was like, oh my God, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so this was my cousin Rachel, strongly supported by my cousin Danielle. That was very specifically requested that I say that if I brought up hashtag do less.
Oh, so that could be also internet famous, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Obviously. So, my number one is
enjoy
hashtag
the fame, guys.
Exactly. My number one is hashtag do less, because like, you know what doesn't make any difference? How hard I work.
It truly doesn't.
It truly doesn't.
You know what? We all die.
We all die, and
we
also
all die,
it's
and
not
none of
worth
us have
it.
Money.
Exactly. Cheers. So that's my number one resolution, is just to kind of like not give of myself so freely.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, just like scale it back and do a little less.
Yeah, like you can work 8 to 5, not 8 to 10 p.m.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that. So hashtag do less. What's your number one resolution?
Well, like, I guess my number one resolution is to, I was going to say worry less. Like, I could if I wanted to. Like, my brain chemistry would allow. But I guess just worry less about, like money. Not, like, throw money wherever, but just, like, don't stress about it. Like,
yeah,
be smart and, like, do what you got to do. But, like, it'll work itself out. So, like, don't stress about it.
It always does. It's that's the weird thing about, yeah, like, life and money.
Yeah.
Everything does always somehow work out.
Yeah.
It, like, is rough.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's, shit, like, easy happens, or I have, like, all this money that I'm, like, making it rain. But, like, just don't worry about it because, like, honestly, at the end of the day, what's the worst that can happen?
Like, truly.
Truly.
The worst that, so like, I do this game with myself too, where I'm like, what's the worst that could happen? I become homeless. And then I was like, you know how many steps need to happen before I become, yeah, homeless?
Exactly.
Like, living out of my car.
Yeah.
There's like a lot of things that need to go wrong in order, yeah, for that to happen. And I'm like, eh, it's not that likely.
Right.
Roll the dice.
Yeah. So just like, don't like stress, like be smart, like, obviously, still like save money and spend it wisely, but don't like be stressing about it. Like it's like I get my paycheck, and as soon as I get my paycheck, I'm already stressed about like how I'm going to spend it. I'm like, why?
Just, where, like, it's going
to
go.
Yeah. Or like, oh, I have to put this much to bills or this much to savings or blah, blah, blah. Like, let's just take a deep breath.
Yeah. And fucking YOLO.
Fucking YOLO.
And also, smartly. And also in like 50 years, are you going to be like, wow, all that worrying when, well, I was in my early 20s was, again, worth it?
And again, I don't, first and foremost, I'm in my late 20s.
Late 20s.
Thank you so much. But also, like, I don't have money regardless. Like, it all goes to bills anyway. Bills and food. So I already know where my money is going. So why am I stressing about it? Like, bitch, true, it's gone.
Hashtag stress less.
Yeah, just like, it is what it is. It's going to bills. Sorry, yeah, about it. That's life.
That's truly life. That's how life works. It sucks.
Life sucks.
It really sucks, but that's, no, how life works.
That's just how life works. So I don't need to stress about it. Like, I already stress about so many other things. I don't need to stress about that.
Yeah, true. She true. She true. All right, my second resolution, mm-hmm, is a little bit more frivolous.
Yeah.
So I have decided that I want to every week,
uh-oh,
Sunday nights,
okay,
switch over my purses.
Oh.
So I know that's like really stupid and lame, but I have too many, you have purses,
so many purses,
and I'll use the same one for like 12 months.
Yeah.
And that's very dumb.
That is really dumb.
And so I want to, like, Sunday night, while I'm like part of my getting ready for the week routine, we'll be switching to a different purse.
Wow.
And
are,
so
you,
I can rotate,
also switch wallets, or are you just starting,
obviously,
with purses?
Obviously.
Okay. Got it. Okay.
But yeah, no, I have to switch my wallet as, yeah, well, so that it matches.
Yeah, right, right. Wow, I like that.
Because I'm that brand of monster.
No.
But like, I would like them,
well,
all to match.
Well, and sometimes too, it's not just even about matching, but sometimes like if you switch to a smaller or a bigger purse, but then you've got a tiny wallet and a huge purse, that's stupid.
That's,
you need,
stupid,
to switch to a bigger wallet.
Exactly. Or if you're going the other way,
you
switch to
switch
a little,
to, yeah,
little wallet.
Exactly.
Yeah, so that's something that I want to do because, like, I have things that I'm not utilizing, so then why do I have the things?
Exactly, and then you feel like an idiot for spending the money on the things, but if you're using the things,
then you feel better about it.
Yeah.
Like, I've bought too many things,
oh,
in the last month.
Girl.
That I'm like,
oh my,
girl,
God,
you need to be burning a candle every single day of your life.
Every second of every day, there better be a fucking candle.
Yeah, there better be a candle burning, and you need to use your goddamn Kate Spade. You fucking idiot.
Girl, same. Like, so, hard same.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to be switching my purses because I'm lazy, but, like, I feel you.
But, like, I feel like it's something you could do.
Yeah, I could, but I also, like, don't wear purses because I'm a child. And all I wear is backpacks.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, some of us just need the support of a backpack.
Well, but backpacks are great, too.
Backpacks are great, too. And I have probably multiple backpacks I could switch in and out of.
Maybe you start small. Switch up your backpacks.
Switch up my B-pack.
And then, like, you'll alternate between B-pack and purses.
Yeah.
And then,
when I'm feeling like a grown-up lady, it's like, oh, put my purse on.
Put my purse on. I'm a full adult. I'm in my late 20s. Oh yeah. God. But I mean, I think it would be fun.
No, that's great.
Yeah.
And then especially like as the seasons change and you're like, now it's time for like my spring purses. And now it's, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly. Because I do literally in storage have like a whole box of mm-hmm. like spring, summer handbags.
That so then it's like, okay, so then it's like when maybe March, April comes around, you go get your box in storage and mm-hmm. you switch out your fall, winter mm-hmm. purses.
I have some with like a nautical stripe situation. I have some with flamingos on them. I have too many.
Yeah, so many.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you, honestly.
Thank you.
But you know what? You have so many, but like the majority of them weren't even bought at full price. So truly?
None of them were. Not a single purse that I own was purchased at full price because I'm not a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
I am an idiot, but I'm not like that big of an idiot.
Right, right, right.
I'm not buying shit at full price.
Yeah, a frugal queen.
I am a frugal queen, but 100%. Like I bought a purse today, which I'll have to like obviously show you. I bought a purse today for myself for my birthday.
Obviously.
And I think its original price was like $350.
Mm-hmm.
And I spent $115. So like
iconic.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
That's great. Yeah.
I'm just nasty at what I do.
Yeah. Exactly.
Also the sales lady at Kate Spade was like, hey, the last time you were here, you were looking at this purse. It's now an additional 50% off. And I'm like, I was looking at that purse. Thank you for remembering me.
I can't believe she not only remembered you as a person, but remembered the specific purse that you mm-hmm. were like looking at.
She's, I mean, it wasn't that long ago, but also she is very good at her job. But it's also Christmas. Like she has seen a lot of people.
Exactly. Yeah. I also work in sales and I can't remember. I can't even remember people's faces.
Yeah.
You know how many times I like turn around to like can someone something and I'm like, which one? Look for the one is making eye contact with me. I can't.
Just scanning the room.
Yeah, I can't. I'm sorry. I'm bad with faces. Like some people are bad with names. I'm bad with faces.
I'm bad with both.
Yeah.
I'm bad with both.
Yeah.
So it happens.
Yeah.
I full on ran into somebody that I used to work with
mm-hmm.
at my old job and mm-hmm. we just looked at each other like, you look familiar, but I don't really
remember you.
And then we just walked away from one another.
Oh, that sounds great. That sounds
And then
great.
Later, I was CC'd on an email that this person was also CC'd on. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's where I know her from.
Wow.
It's weird.
Sorry.
Whoopsie. She did the same thing. We did the same.
You're forgettable.
We did the exact same thing to one another. So I'm like, yeah, we both fucked up. It's fine.
Honestly, and like, you're not in my life anymore. I don't need to like do the whole like, oh my God, hi.
No. It just like, and well, also. Like,
oh my God, bye.
Yeah. Oh my God, bye. Yeah. Fuck. Actually, I do have to interact with her a lot.
Mm. Oops.
But it's fine. It's whatever. Okay. I broke the ice though first. Because like we were emailing back and forth and then I'm like, okay, is one of us just going to say it? And
you did it?
And I did. I was like, P.S. I think you and I worked together at blah, blah, blah. And she was like, yes, I remember you from there. And I'm like, okay, then why didn't you say something?
Well,
why did I have to be the one to break the ice? I'm like, we are now communicating a lot. One of us has to say it. So I did it. I was the adult.
I'm proud of you. I would never say it. I would just take that to my grave and just never say
it. We just continue interacting for the next several years and like just pretend.
Yeah. Just pretend. That's what I would do.
Yeah. I'm going to say God willing, we're not interacting for that long, but we'll see.
We'll see.
Wow. What's your resolution number two?
So,
poop more.
Oh my God.
More fiber.
I wish I could poop more. So anyways,
you know, pooping really feels nice
sometimes.
If everything's going as it should.
If it's going as it should, but girl, sometimes it ain't nice.
And then sometimes there's no.
And
it's
I'm
not
like,
good.
Wow.
It's like, did you have Chipotle in the last 24 hours? It's not going to be nice.
Yeah. Good luck.
Yeah.
So anyway, not poop related, my goal, but
okay.
Just in general, I feel like everyone's goal should be to eat more fiber and poop more.
Yeah.
Like,
let's get healthy bowels.
Yeah, like focus on our bowels. Like let's get healthy from the inside out. You know how everyone's like, oh, it's new year, I want to be fit, I want to work out,
I'm gonna go to the gym. How about we work out your bowels?
Some Kegels, some fiber,
get them tight, get them right.
Yeah, anyway.
Just like all of the like lower abdomen
squatty potty poopery, do it up, the whole thing. the whole shebang.
Get everything.
Yeah, get good. Some nice, like, moistened wipes.
Mm-hmm.
Just, like, get good. Spend more money on toilet paper. Buy good toilet paper.
You know what? If there's one message that I want to get out to people all over the world, all our listeners, invest in your asshole.
Yeah.
And get good toilet paper.
Don't skimp. I know good toilet paper is expensive, but don't skimp on toilet paper.
It's fucking worth it.
Your asshole will thank you.
Your asshole is worth the extra $2.
Yeah.
To get the good toilet paper.
Absolutely.
Wow. Okay.
Anyways, back to my goal. So you know how a lot of people in the new year, like, their goal is to, like, read more? That's not my goal.
Me but either. Like, I don't know how to read.
It's so time consuming. Like, can't I just watch a movie?
Truly.
So anyways.
Why read a book when you can get the whole story in 1.5 hours?
Exactly. So anyway, my thing isn't, like, read more books, but my thing is, like, finish video games.
Oh, okay.
You know how I have this thing where I, like, start a video game?
Welcome to everyone. Everyone starts a video game and doesn't finish it.
Okay, but, like, it's bad. And, like, then I just, like, start buying new games and I'm like, I never even finished the other games. So anyway, finish what I start.
Okay, but in video games specifically.
Yeah, not books or, like, anything else useful.
Producer,
I have a problem not even starting what I've bought.
Yeah, you yeah, sometimes that happens. It's too, like, it, oh, goes Fire Emblem's out,
I'll buy that, sure. Oh, Luigi's Mansion, yeah, let's get it.
Yeah.
Oh, then, yeah, let's buy all these games on Steam sale. And then they I install them, I have intentions, and then I just play the same three games over and over again.
God, yeah, my life
my life.
Yeah, so that's my thing, because it's like, video games are expensive.
True.
You spend a lot of money on them, so it's true. Like, you better, like, finish and get your value out of it before you, and it also, like, don't just, like, keep buying them. Like, you know you're not going to finish them. Like, why? Just watch a YouTuber play it and pretend you did.
Or set, like, rules. Like, you can't buy a new one until you finish the one you have.
Right, right, yeah.
And then just, like, push the pause button. Yeah. Be like, I really want to play this other game, but I can't until I finish this one that I'm doing.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Ugh. Fucking rules.
Yeah.
But I think, like, for both of us, like, my switching your purses and you finishing, like, it's really honoring the money we've spent.
Yeah.
And doing the thing we intended to do.
Yeah. Not being such a little pussy about it.
Yeah. Very true.
Yeah.
Very true.
Yeah.
I'm going to switch my 3 and 4.
Okay.
So my resolution number 3 is to read more tarot cards.
Oh, God. I thought you were going to say books, and I just shat all over books.
No, I'm... God, no. I'll never do that to you. Don't you worry.
Okay, I was like, oh.
So I was blessed with tarot cards for Christmas, which I was so happy about, because you're not allowed to purchase your own tarot cards. They have to just, the universe just needs to, like, gift them to you. Yeah. They need to come naturally.
Yeah.
And thank God Josh got me tarot cards. Mm-hmm. I almost cried when I opened them. I was so excited. Oh, so gosh. I read your tarots yesterday and then multiple other people's tarots yesterday. I still have no idea what I'm doing, but I really want to, like, hone that craft and just start, like, reading people's tarots on a regular basis, because it's fun.
Yeah.
It's, like, stupid.
Well, yeah,
but it's very fun.
All good. Clean fun.
Good clean fun.
It's not harming anyone.
And the ones that I have are all, like, positive affirmations and shit. Like, there are some, like, bad cards, quote unquote, but, like,
but none
nothing's
of them
like, you're gonna die.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no.
It's more like, well, you've been contemplating some things.
And you gotta work on it. There is one that, like, a couple people pulled that I was with yesterday that was basically like, you're selfish.
Well,
get your shit together. It's like, sometimes you make decisions recklessly without considering, like, the danger or other people's feelings. Stop being such a dick.
Well.
And I was like, wow, that is accurate.
The cards.
For the people that pulled that.
The cards
Stop
know.
Being a dick.
The cards know.
Yeah. The cards are aware.
Yeah.
They know. They don't lie.
Mm-hmm. They're like Santa Claus, basically.
Yeah. It's like a spiritual Santa Claus.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So, I don't know. I've heard that you can read tarots, like, over Skype for people.
Oh, okay.
So, like, if someone wants to Google Hangouts with us while I read their tarots, happy to do it.
Wow. How, though? Because, like, you have to, like, pull the cards yourself and stuff.
But I could, like, channel their questions for them. So, like, I could just be, like, like, when you're thinking about whatever your problem or question is, I can be, like, what is karma's blah blah blah, mm-hmm. and I could be like thinking it, yeah. and putting those vibes into the deck, and yeah. then pull on their behalf.
Yeah. Mm. Wow.
I don't know. I haven't tried it. I'm new. I'm a tarot baby.
A little tarot baby.
A little tarot baby. And I'm just like reading tarots.
It's not.
But I read like 10 people's tarots yesterday.
Oh my god, that's you a were lot on of it.
People.
You were taroting it up.
I was taroting it up. And like I read my cousin's and she's like, I feel like I should tip you. I'm like, no, that's weird. That's you can't weird. Tip me.
No, it's you're doing it for the greater good.
Yes. I'm like, maybe in the future when I'm an expert, but this is like an unpaid internship that right. I'm doing now yeah. to try to figure my shit out.
Yeah.
But like the cards are so pretty and it's so great. And literally no one else pulled the cards you pulled. I read 10 people. You were the very first person I read. Mm-hmm. And I read like an additional 9 to 10 people and no one pulled your cards.
Really?
Very wow. seriously. You were the only ones. And like a lot of the other ones were duplicates of mm-hmm. other people, but yours were unique.
Wow. Look at me go.
They were unique.
That's what I like.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm going to try to really study the tarots and read more tarots mm-hmm. just like as an act of service for other people to yeah. just give them peace and serenity and harmony in life wow. and understanding of the future. Mm-hmm. I still haven't read Josh's.
I feel, like, is he ready for that? Like, is he ready to really channel that energy?
I don't
into
know.
That? I don't know that he's ready yet.
I don't know that he's ready yet either.
Yeah.
But we'll see. Oh. Yeah. He is looking at me from across the room and is like, bitch, please.
Okay.
I don't think he's ready for this
he's
jelly.
He's not ready. He's not ready. You can't do it. It's like you have to let people do it in their own time.
Uh-huh.
They have to be ready.
They have to come to it. Mm-hmm. Like I was at someone's house where I was reading literally everyone's cards and the one person in the room was like, no, thank you.
Okay.
And I'm like, that's fine. He's like, it freaks me out. I'm like, let's. Literally, it's just me. I'm just reading a book. I don't know shit, but like, that's fine.
Yeah.
I'm not going to pressure you into anything.
Yeah.
He's like, thank you. Mm-hmm. So like, some people just aren't into it.
That's fine.
It's not like a Ouija board, though.
No. I mean, but like a Ouija board's just a toy. They literally sell it in the kids, like the toy department.
But they do freak me out.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's literally, it's just a toy. It's not real. But like, is it?
I don't know. But like...
I don't know. What's your numero tres?
I guess I want to. What I really want, I want to like cook more, but I really want to like get like new like cookware and stuff.
Ooh.
Because my it sucks. It's just whatever's at the house, right?
Sure.
So it's like inherited stuff. It's not like nice like my stuff. So I want to buy like really nice cookware or maybe like get some like KitchenAid attachments and just like go to town and just
ooh.
Like see.
Start spiraling some zucchini.
Yes. Just see what happens.
Just noodle some shit.
Or like, you know what, like I've been wanting to try because I don't think it's that hard is like making your own pasta.
It's not that hard. It's not that hard.
So why don't I do that? Like that sounds like a delight.
It's not that hard, but also like I feel like you'll do it once and be like, I don't need to do that.
No, but like you'll
but
do it
once.
Yeah.
Yes.
So like I want to cook more and get like
do you have
nice...
a KitchenAid?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I have a KitchenAid, but I don't really have any attachments for it.
Yeah,
I just
have
the bowl.
Sure.
So
I could maybe borrow the pasta attachments for you mm-hmm. from work mm-hmm. and we can try making pasta. That would be fun.
So yeah, I just like cook more, but like get like nice things.
You want nice things.
I want nice
to cook
things.
With. To I get cook it. With.
Yeah. Who wants to cook on like an old rusty baking pan? That's gross.
No one.
That's not fun.
No.
You don't take it out of the oven and go, oh, look at my beautiful cookies. You're like, ugh. You're like, let me lay some tinfoil down
yeah.
before I put anything on here.
What was on this before?
Yeah, disgusting. Yeah.
No, I get it.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it so much. Mm-hmm. My fourth resolution, which is the last thing I have on my list, is to visit more people that I don't see frequently enough. For example, I would really love to visit your family more.
Would you?
Yeah, actually.
Like, even if my grandpa's there?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I was like, wouldn't it be a delight if, like, just one Saturday we all went up there and we're like, hey, Sarah and Corm, we're going to come hang out. We'll bring pizza. They'd, like, lose their goddamn minds.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah.
Right? But, like, a couple hours out of our day to just be like, hey. Mm-hmm. Because you know what? Life's short.
Life's short and they're old.
Exactly. Life's short and they're old. And, like, I'm like, you know what? They're pleasant.
In a couple hour bursts.
In couple hour bursts. And it would make their day. And it would be good for us to just, yeah, like, connect more with people rather than just seeing them on Christmas.
What about, like, my mom?
Yep. She's on. That face was not what I was expecting. But, yeah, no, like, your mom, your dad.
My dad's
your
legit.
Grandparents, my grandparents, not my dad.
No,
thank you.
Not him.
But, like, just people, when I say, like, oh, we should get together for dinner sometime. Like, we should actually get together for dinner and just, like,
yeah,
spend time. Because people die every day.
Yeah. I mean, it's, like, sweet, but then it took a turn.
But, like, truly.
Truly.
Like, there's been a good friend of my good friend, mm-hmm, passed away, mm-hmm, last week, right before Christmas. And he was only 57. Mm-hmm. And it's like, shit, dude.
Yeah.
And they knew it was coming, but, like, it all happened very quickly. And my grandpa was in the hospital. And it's just like, you know what? I really, 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 really enjoy just, like, being high and watching movies. But, like, I can take a little break from being high and watching movies to spend time with people that I think are important.
You can get high slightly later in the day.
Exactly. Exactly. So, like, I want to try to at least once a month go visit someone that I've been meaning to visit. And even if that's, like, coffee.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't need to be a big, yeah, deal.
Yeah.
Or if it's just, like, driving up to Fullerton,
yeah,
and hanging out in someone's living room for an hour.
Yeah.
Like, just spend time. Mm-hmm. You can't get time back. So, might as well, like, yeah, put some time in with people, because life's short.
Life's short.
So, I'm going to be spending some time with a lot of old people in 2020.
Wow.
Fucking
just
old
imagine,
people.
Just imagine during election season.
Oh, nope. Except for that season.
Take a break.
I'll go visit only the people that I know aren't going to be that big of a problem.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like I see so many people around the holidays and then never again the rest of the year. And I'm like, that's kind of fucked. Stop doing that. Wow. See people all year long.
Yeah. Wow.
Because I am a busy girl, but, like, also, I can take a Saturday a month, yeah, to go, like,
but, like, I always think of that, too. Like, oh, I'm so busy. But then I'm like, am I?
But I've watched 70 Disney movies, yeah, since Disney Plus came out. Yeah. So, like, how busy am I?
Yep. Yeah. I think of that often. Very often.
Exactly.
Or I'm just, like, scrolling, or I'm just, like, in the YouTube rabbit hole and I'm like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
When was the last time I stood up? Like, you know?
Yeah. Oh, 100%. Yeah. Or, like, how many clips from How Far Is Tattoo Far have you watched? Like, oh, it's been 3 hours? Maybe it's time to go to bed or go for a walk or,
wow,
pee.
Or, like, pray. Like, at that point, like, you need to pray.
You need Jesus in a serious way.
You need to ask for forgiveness.
So, yeah. So those are my, like, top five. Not top four.
Top four.
What's your fourth? Do you have more than four? How many things,
no,
do you have listed?
I'm just coming up off the top of my head.
Oh, beautiful. I love it.
I don't. YOLO. You know what I mean? To be more spontaneous in 2020.
Exactly.
I think my last thing is, like, to maybe do more stuff, like, that I haven't done before, but like also things that aren't super expensive, because like I feel like so many times you're like, oh, we should go do X, Y, and Z. And then you like $200 later, you're like, that wasn't worth $200.
Right.
But like there's lots of museums or like even like stupid, like Color Me Mine or something stupid. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like go do stuff like that.
Yes.
And also, I love Luigi very much and I like spending time with him, but like to spend more time with my girlfriends and have like girls have girls days and girls nights and like,
yeah,
do
no,
that
I get
stuff.
You.
Yeah.
I get you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So hard. Same.
Yeah.
I like trying new things. Here's the thing is most of the time, I'm happy with trying the new thing. Like try the
experience.
Try the new restaurant.
Yeah.
Try the whatever. Try the wine and paint bullshit. Yeah. Try the like whatever. Yeah. Because honestly, most of the time you like it. Most of the time it's a good time.
Or even if it's something you're like, well, I wouldn't probably do that again, but it was fine for a night or whatever.
Exactly.
So get wine drunk with your girlfriends and hang out.
Get wine drunk with your girlfriends. Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, yeah. Because I'm boned. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's sounds fun. Like, or just like going like window shopping and like to lunch with your girlfriends. Like what?
Have
what?
Lunch with your girlfriends. Yeah, no,
I mean,
I'm into it.
Like, yeah. Aren't you just like sitting around most of the time?
Well, that's very similar to like the visit people. Yeah. Like spend more time.
Yeah.
Go out. Say
I
yes
mean,
more.
Mine's not specifically old people.
Mine is not specifically old people. It's all people, but like it's mostly old people that I feel like I need to connect with more.
Yeah. Fair. But yeah, you know. Like girls specifically.
Yeah.
Girls' days.
Girls' breakfast. Girls' brunch.
All that
girls
stuff.
Girls' painting.
It's a goddamn delight.
It is a goddamn delight.
To talk freely and openly about men.
We are so reserved talking about men around our men.
Yeah.
Not true at all. Literally, I was talking to Josh earlier today and about this very podcast, and he's like, are you guys gonna talk about the 10 yummiest wrestlers? And I was like, oh yeah, we did do that.
You're like,
a bit ago.
Yeah.
We were talking about the yummiest wrestlers. We talk about whatever.
Who cares? I'm just saying, girls day.
I'm into it. I love it. Wow. Okay, so those are our resolutions. That's how we're gonna change, right?
Sure.
These are like things we want to change or improve. What do we want to keep the same? Like not change at all. We're happy with the level of what we're doing.
Listen. Listen.
That's a hard one, I think.
Okay, no.
No.
Everyone says new year, new me. I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to work out. I'm not going to do that. Please.
But do you want to do that?
No.
Okay. So it's like not even like I have no interest in changing my body.
No.
Okay. I always have interest in changing my body, but like do not have the
listen,
ambition.
I've learned. Listen, I was born 10 pounds. Okay. I've never. It's not even like I am what I am. I'm a 10 pound baby. You know what I mean? I'm roly poly. I'm thick H to T. Like
you are honestly, truly not really very thick at all.
Okay. But I'm certainly not. What you would call thin.
Sure, you are what we would call average.
Well, bitch, fine. I'm average, but like
I think that's great.
Why change now?
You don't need to change.
I'm a 10-pound baby.
You're a baby.
My baby.
Okay. So yeah. Your physical activity.
I mean, I
is
get a lot of work
same.
At my job, I am physical.
You
like,
are
like I'm running around, I'm lifting it's things,
physical.
Climbing ladders, like so I kind of count that as like I'm not just
sure,
you know,
you
like,
probably break a sweat from time to time
for sure, and my watch is like congratulations, you reached your step goal. I'm like cool, whatever. So I mean,
sure.
It's not like I'm completely like I sit around and do nothing because my work is relatively physical.
I do,
but like, you know,
I'm a sedentary bitch.
Listen. That's that. But I'm just saying, like, I'm not gonna trick myself into thinking I'm gonna change my
sure.
habits
sure.
like that. I don't even think I'm gonna change the habits we just talked about. I'm just like
not likely.
It's just like a maybe. Let's try.
I Wow. Okay. The only thing I want to stay the same is the amount of edibles I'm ingesting.
I knew you were going to
say that. I feel like
that.
I'm at a good level where, like, I know people think that I'm high all the time, but I'm not. I'm, like, high, like, maybe twice a month. And I feel like that's a nice, healthy level of high.
Okay.
Maybe more than twice a month.
I was going to say once a week.
I don't think it's even once a week. It's 3 to 4 times a month.
Okay.
Because there's some weeks that I don't get high.
Yeah.
But I'm, like, happy with, like, just, like, chilling.
Yeah.
Taking an edible. Watching Disney movies.
That's amazing.
Sleeping so soundly.
That's good.
That's good. The best.
Yeah.
Is that if I'm high when I'm going to sleep and I'm just, like sink into my bed and sleep so soundly. It's great.
That's nice.
Yeah. I don't think my doctor would be happy that I'm getting high as frequently as I am, but, like, she needs to get over it. Actually, I think she's happy that I'm just not crying.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
So, drugs, man.
We all cope in our own ways.
We all cope one way or another.
Yeah.
Wow. So, yeah, I'm going to say marijuana. Let's keep it the same.
Let's keep it 100.
Keep it 100.
Nice.
Ish. God. What other things are like with New Year's? What's the deal with a New Year's baby?
A New Year's baby? Well, isn't
New Year's baby.
What New Year's baby?
There was like the baby.
What baby?
You don't know about the New Year's baby? I don't either. I just know there's a baby and I don't understand why.
On New Year's?
Yeah.
The only baby I know is the Ally McBeal baby.
I don't have any idea what that is.
That's the one that from the 90s that would dance and be like, ooga waka, ooga waka. It was like the first like meme. But it was like a pop culture meme.
Oh.
It wasn't like an internet meme. But then it was an internet meme.
How
like
did
a chain
it go again?
Email meme. Ooga waka, ooga waka.
Ooga waka, ooga waka. Oh.
And then the baby would dance?
That sounds problematic.
Do you not remember?
I have no idea what you're talking about whatsoever. The Ally McBeal ooga waka baby.
Am I crazy?
No.
That was real, right? Was that
the
a
boys
fever
are
dream?
Fully losing their minds over there.
Was that a fever dream?
Ooga waka, Ally McBeal baby.
And then he
like,
sang,
can we
I can't stop that feeling. That song.
I don't know. I'm going to try to look
McBeal.
It up.
Just Google. Ally McBeal.
I got it. I'm sending it to you guys right now.
Ally McBeal baby. Is it coming to my... You're texting it to me?
What?
Okay. Because I think I also found it, but I'll wait for whatever you sent.
What New Year baby?
I thought there was a baby. It's like the New Year baby.
I guess not. The one and only baby is the Ally McBeal baby.
Was it a? It was a dream for Ally McBeal.
Okay.
It was a. It seems that it was a.
I was right.
You were right. Ah. What the fuck?
You don't remember the Ally McBeal
baby? It's like a ghost baby.
And then like every website that was built from like 1996 to 2001 had some gif of that baby on it.
Yeah. He was like the OG meme.
Yeah, he was. That baby is literally the first meme.
Yeah. The baby of memes.
The meme baby.
Okay. Well, cool. I have seen that baby itself, the dancing baby. I have seen. I did not know that it had anything to do with Ally McBeal, and I don't like that it's so ghosty.
Well, it was a different time in the world.
All right. New Year's baby. New Year. See, baby. New Year's baby. It's a little top hat and a sash.
Never.
I don't know. Why a New Year's baby is famous? I don't understand. I was hoping you would be like, this is what the New Year's baby is. And I'm be like, cool.
Nope.
I didn't know.
Nope. All I know is Ally McBeal baby. I took us on a completely different tangent.
What's the thing? Is there anything you're going to like? Absolutely. I am not doing in 2020. absolutely, positively not
skydiving.
Not having a baby.
No.
No babies, no diving. Mm-mm. Do you have any, do you ever want to skydive? Is that like a thing on your bucket list?
No.
Me either. I do not need today, to jump out of an airplane.
At work, we have a lift. So like if we have to hang things from the ceiling, like signage and stuff. Well, I had to take signs down. So I had to get on the lift and go up to the ceiling. And my building's probably like, I don't know, 15, 16 feet high, maybe more than that.
Probably a lot more than that. Probably like 20.
Probably like 20. So like I have to go up in the lift and get the signs down. And the lift kind of wobbles because that's what lifts do. And I wanted to pee everywhere. But I was like, girl, get it together. Do what you got to do. You're at work.
You can't pee on people.
I can't be peeing. I need to just get the damn sign and get down. And it's not even so much the height. It's the fact that all the guests around me are like, oh, heavy machinery. I'm just going to squeeze past it or stand directly underneath you. I'm like, can you not for like 1 minute, let me take this down
and then go
out of your way.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's more that just like people are idiots and it's wobbly and I'm high and like I'm scared it's going to get stuck up there. Oh, God. So, yeah.
And then you have to be like rescued by the fire department.
Yeah. God.
They got to come bring in their own lift to get you off of that lift.
Like, imagine like because that would happen to me. So I hate that goddamn lift. So like I would never even consider jumping out of like a whole airplane.
Yeah. No.
No.
But I feel like it's probably different because like you're not afraid of like roller coasters. Or things that are high up off the ground.
I'm not afraid of roller coasters because they're high. I'm afraid of roller coasters because I think I will just fall out of them. Or they'll like get stuck. And I'll just be stuck there.
Mm.
That's more it. And I'm not really scared of roller coasters like at Disneyland. But like at Knott's.
Those are a little bit more questionable.
Yeah.
But how many people have died at Knott's?
A fair few.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
A fair few.
I mean, I don't know how recently.
Sure.
I don't think recently people have died at Knott's, but
producer,
like,
can you figure out how many people have died at Knott's Berry Farm? Thank you.
I mean, people have died at Disneyland, just like not recently.
Yeah. And but like everyone who's died at Disneyland was being like a fuck.
Was being stupid.
Yeah. So like it was kind of their own fault.
And it was like the 70s and 80s, I think, when like the last ones happened. So it was like the Wild Wild West.
Truly.
Yeah.
I mean, when Big Thunder crashed, did people die or did they just get injured?
No, I think they just got injured. I don't think anyone died.
And that was the only thing that was really not the guest's fault.
Yeah.
All the other ones were like, I'm going to just try to climb out of the people mover. Let's see what happens. Mm-hmm. Oh, I fell to my death.
Yeah. That's because that happens.
Yeah. Because people are stupid. Or I'm going to try to like swim to Tom Sawyer's Island. Oh, I don't know how to swim. And then they drowned.
Wow. Imagine.
Like people are stupid.
Yeah.
Idiots.
Imagine being like, I don't know how to swim. Let me try.
But let me try to swim to an island.
Yeah.
And see just what happens.
Mm. Amazing. Iconic.
You die. That's what happens.
Yeah.
You idiot.
Man. So anyway. Yeah, I'm not going to be skydiving.
No. Yeah.
Looks like only two people have ever died at Knott's Berry Farm.
That's less than Disney.
Way more people have died at Disney.
Yeah.
Way more. But I feel like the rides get stuck and have to call the fire department at Knott's way more often.
That's probably true.
Yeah. So there you go.
Wow, that's us who sees it.
Yeah.
I also really want to finish everything on Disney Plus.
Everything?
All
bitch.
Of it.
Control yourself.
I mean, I'm already more than 10% of the way done.
Okay, but like.
And it's been 1 month.
Okay, but
2 months.
Do you mean like finish everything?
No.
Or do you. Like, you don't mean I'm going to watch all 600 episodes of The Simpsons?
No, I'm not a lunatic. Also, it's The Simpsons.
You just said you want to finish everything.
Sorry, I want to. Watch all the movies
mm-hmm.
and watch the pilot episode of every TV show.
Okay, fine.
I feel like that's absolutely doable. It's good to have goals.
It's great to have goals. Really reach for the sky.
And I've already watched Bambi, so like it's all basically up from there.
I don't know. You haven't gotten to Dumbo or Pinocchio yet. Or even Snow White was a little iffy.
Cinderella was cute, though.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's a princess story. It's pretty generic.
It's pretty generic. And also, like, her time spent with the prince or, like, dealing with the prince is really minimal compared to the time spent
with,
like,
mice.
Exactly. Just, like, hanging out with mice and cleaning and cooking.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I guess is a Cinderella story. But, like, also, it felt like in any other version of the Cinderella e-stories that I've seen. Mm-hmm. There's like a lot of time with like the fairy godmother mm-hmm. and going to the ball and blah, 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 and whatever. And less time with like the birds and the mice. Mm-hmm. And this is like heavy yeah. on birds and mice.
Word.
I don't know. What other things can we talk about New Year? We don't know anything about the baby.
I know nothing about the baby. I can't even believe you would bring up a baby.
I know. What's your like normal New Year's traditions? Like, is there anything that you do?
No, I work retail. So yeah. I'm usually working or I'm working the next day. And I'm usually asleep before midnight because I don't like fireworks or people. So there you have it. That's
okay.
I'm just like at home in bed watching TV. So
yeah,
or playing games or whatever.
I'm either home and asleep or out and drunk.
Yeah,
that's it. There's no in between. No. There's no like, let's just have a chill night and watch the ball drop. No,
no.
I'm wearing some version of fake fur
mm-hmm.
and drunk on champagne and some sort of hard liquor.
Yeah.
And wearing too much makeup that's mm-hmm. starting to slide down my face.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Or I fell asleep at 10:30.
Yeah.
That's it.
Like, I remember, like, or like some years I'll be asleep and then I'll wake up to like fireworks and like people texting me like Happy New Year. And I'll just be like, and just go back to sleep and like ignore it all.
You're like, fuck you and your New Year.
Yeah, basically.
What do you think? Ooh, who do you think is going to get divorced in 2020? What celebrity couple?
Okay, first of all, I'll let you say it.
I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say the one you think I'm going to say.
You're going to say it?
No, I'm not. I'm going to say anyone outside of the Jonas family.
Okay, fine.
We won't count Jonas's.
Okay, who do I think is going to get divorced in the year of our Lord 2020? Maybe Jennifer Lawrence and that random dude that she married?
Like, yes.
That's random. But and then like, they're like barely ever seen together. And like, she's not even like a movie star anymore. She's just like Jennifer Lawrence. Like, when was the last time she was in a movie? And like, she's not even like out and about anymore.
Like, what are you even doing
and
with your
life?
And
then she married like a rando. So
maybe she's just like happy and in like a normal, healthy relationship. And that's why she hasn't been doing shit. And then she's like, let's just get married.
You don't go from being like the number one hottest it girl in the world to mm-hmm. being like just married to a dude and be happy with that. You
True.
Know what I mean?
True. That's fair.
Like, so I think maybe her.
Okay. I think Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel are going to get divorced.
That's obvious because he's fully cheating on her publicly.
He's like, I was drunk and I didn't do anything.
No,
and we're like,
we were just,
okay.
Yeah, we were just like really like sitting too close. Really, Justin?
Really? Really?
Really?
JT.
Come on.
Come on, bud. So I'm going to say Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel.
Yeah, that's a given.
Who do you think is going to get married?
Oh, God. Does it have to be people in a relationship?
Nope, sure doesn't.
Like a rando or like a single person who's single right now.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'll go first because I do think there's going to be just like a surprise, unexpected, out of the blue. Who knew they were even dating? Selena Gomez. I think she's just going to get married. She's going to pull a Bieber.
You think?
Yep.
To get back at Bieber?
Yep.
She would. She fucking would. Honestly, Taylor Swift, though, is a maybe. She's been with her boyfriend for a hot minute.
And they were just like publicly seen together recently and they don't do that hardly ever.
Yeah. And they've been together
and she's
for a minute.
Like 30 something.
Yeah.
Right.
So
like
that might be a maybe too.
Yeah.
I could see that happening. I was going to say like Lady Gaga, like just being... Because I feel like she's going to come out with an album this year. It's time. It's her time again.
Yeah, but like, didn't she just break up with her longtime boyfriend?
She breaks up and gets engaged like every other month.
That's true.
Like every month she's like, well, here's my new boyfriend. And then like 5 months later, they're engaged. And then 3 months after that, they break up. So I could see her like getting literally married and divorced in 2020. Oh, my God. What if?
What if? I think she is the most likely to get married
and
divorced
in
2020.
Yeah.
It's a solid guess.
Who knows?
What else do we think is going to be awesome?
Should we talk about wrestling?
Oh, sure. Maybe we should talk about wrestling stuff. Like, what do we think is going to be awesome in wrestling?
Or, like, who's going to be champ of each promotion at the end of the year?
Ooh! At the end of 2020, who's going to be champ of WWE?
Yeah.
Let's Brock Lesnar. Brock Lesnar. Spoiler, it's going to be Brock Lesnar. Yeah, it's very likely to be Brock Lesnar. What about in the women's division?
For WWE?
Yeah.
Charlotte. I mean, they're very predictable. And I feel like it's actually been a minute since she had the title.
Yep. It has been a minute. And Andrade just won the U.S. championship. So I can see them. I can see them doing like a king and queen situation there because they're so...
They're too into each other at this point on social media.
It's like a Nick and Priyanka situation. Yeah.
I'm using the excuse of there being two women's belts. Hopefully there still will be at the end of the year.
Yeah.
Because there's always like one like bigger champ and one smaller champ. Yeah. And it feels like Charlotte's probably going to be one of them.
Yeah.
But maybe the other one is Shayna Baszler.
Maybe.
She's probably getting called up probably, I guess, at the Rumble or very soon.
Or I wouldn't. I mean... Yeah, I guess. I don't really see them calling up a ton of people from NXT anymore because that's like their quote, third brand.
Right, but Shayna makes more sense. Yeah. Moved away from the NXT women now that she's lost. And
yeah, no, she's for sure going to move up, but I don't think they're going to do big waves of call-ups anymore.
No.
I agree with that because they need to keep that brand strong. It's not, they're not treating it like developmental. They haven't in, honestly, quite a while.
Yeah.
So it's... I don't know how many people we're going to get. Yeah. I can see more people just bypassing NXT altogether or just doing dark stuff with NXT and then coming up.
Yeah.
I also want to put out another name for like our... So we have like the big WWE champion and then the baby champion. I can see the baby champion being Johnny Mundo.
He comes up
and doing something weird.
I'm sure it's written in his contract
that he needs to win something.
Yeah, Jesus.
Yeah. So,
and they probably threw a shit ton of money at him. So yeah, that would not surprise me at all.
I hope they did. I hope he's getting that paper.
Oh, I'm sure he is.
Because
I mean, good for him. God
that's
bless.
That's the only reason.
Yeah. And I'm sure they also said, and you can get X amount of days off and you can have Brock Lesnar schedule and all that.
Good. I hope so.
Yeah.
What about AEW?
Okay. Main champion. God. I mean, it's just, I could honestly see someone like Hangman Page being like the main champion at the end of the year. I don't think it's going to be one of like the big guys.
I think it's going to be, what's his face?
I don't know.
MJF.
Oh, that's a good guess.
Because I think he's going to double cross
again.
Like, I think he's going to do the same thing to Jericho.
That's amazing.
So I see MJF being the champ at the end of the year. Mm-hmm. And for the ladies,
it's hard to say. Their
I think by the end of the year, Brandy's going to get her slimy hands on it. And I think it'll
be Brandy. I think it'll be someone that they haven't even, like, honestly, like, announced or signed yet. I think it'll be someone new. But if I had to go just off of, like, who they have, maybe, like, they seem to be really focusing on Chris Statlander. So, like, I wouldn't be surprised if she had it. And they seem to be giving them really long reigns, too.
Mm-hmm. Everyone that's had the title has had it for a minute.
I mean, to be fair, it's only just literally debuted in October, but you know what I
mean. But still, they're not moving them around.
All the time, So, and then tag champs. I mean, we should do that because AEW actually cares about tag, whereas WWE, I don't really care. They just make up random people to give it to.
At the end of the year?
Yeah.
Private Party.
I was going to say Jurassic Express.
I don't see them putting the belts on them right away.
But at the end of next year, like they're going to chase it for a full year.
But they're not really chasing titles.
Not right now.
They're. Bitch. I love them, but I just don't see them necessarily being title chasers.
Well, that's
the whole point. But like, I don't see them being title chasers.
I could see it.
Yeah. Okay. What about WWE?
Tag?
Yeah.
It'll be two random people that they just throw together. Literally, so it'll be like Baron Corbin and like Jerry Rhino. The King Lawler.
Just like bringing in King or Rhino.
Yeah. King Baron Corbin and Jerry the King Lawler.
Yeah.
It'll be like a whole thing.
God.
King will come out in his little onesie again. The tights. Yeah. The crown.
And their tag team name's just like the Kings or something. Yeah. Fucking stupid.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're probably right. I don't even want to do WWE tag
exactly.
team.
Exactly. That's why like, I said
the Usos.
Don't
even, the Usos will get it back.
Don't even go there. It's either the Usos or two completely random people who aren't even a team yet.
Do you think that anyone, any like really big name is going to leave WWE for AEW?
At this point, like a really big name? Mm-hmm. No. I think like maybe a couple mid-carder guys. Maybe like a... Like a Shinsuke.
Mm.
Or like a...
You know who I think I could see going? Mm. Sammy.
I could, but I also don't... I don't know. I guess he has a good relationship with them. I guess they've wrestled a lot in the past before, too.
I mean, and do they have to have a good relationship? They're all like weird carny wrestlers. Everyone in all the companies. They all know each other.
Yeah.
So like,
but I do think the WWE, because they have had like a more developmental for a really long time, they've had like that direct like pipeline, like developmental to main roster.
Mm-hmm.
And only just in the most recent years, they've started gathering up the indie guys because they were scared of indie promotions.
Yeah.
So like a lot of WWE guys don't really have a connection to anyone because they just came straight through. You know what I mean? There are still people who don't really.
That's fair.
But then there's lots of guys who did. Spend time going God knows where. But yeah, no, I think they're top guys they're just throwing money at to like keep because they don't want to lose anyone else and get embarrassed. But if they lose like what do you call them, Carl and
Luke Gallows,
yeah,
and Carl Anderson,
yeah. Those guys,
whatever,
lose...
those guys, Carl.
I was right. His
you
name's
were,
fucking
you
Carl.
You were right, but like, just be like, Carl.
But I'm saying, if WWE loses Carl, does WWE care?
No, they don't give a shit.
Yeah. So I could see them losing guys like that.
Yeah. Sure. But like, does anyone care?
No. And not there's really. Also, but there's also guys who I'm sure would love to go to AEW, and even AEW would be like, no.
Yeah.
We're good. Sorry, yeah. Sin Cara. You know, whoever. I'm just throwing out names.
Sure. I would love to see Sasha leave.
She won't. They're throwing money at her like crazy.
Exactly. But I would love to see her leave.
Yeah.
Because it's in her. Mm-hmm. It's in her. It's just.
Yeah. And they desperately need star power in their women's division.
Yeah. Big time.
Like, not just good wrestling. They need a star. Like, someone very charismatic and, like, larger than life. Like, they need that.
Mm-hmm.
They do not have that. Even in their amazing talent and wrestlers and women's wrestling, they don't have the personality.
Yep. Agree. Producer?
I think the real answer, I don't even know if his contract is up this year, but I assume as soon as it is up, because he is very, very good friends with Cody, Zack Ryder will be in AEW.
Come on. No.
Yeah.
I don't want that.
Woo woo
woo. But isn't his lady with WWE now?
Yeah.
So that's something that might.
I mean, Adam Cole's lady's in AEW.
True.
Maybe.
True.
I don't know. But I guess so, but like, God. Is he good outside of WWE?
I mean, the times where they've. No. That's not where it sucks.
I'm like, are you serious?
No, he sucks.
No. Yeah, no.
Fair.
No, No. Big fat no. Carl. I do love Chelsea Green.
I did too.
I think she's fantastic.
She could be great in AEW.
She could be great anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's doing stuff with NXT. I don't really know what. I haven't watched WWE really at all since... The last Saudi show?
Before that, even.
Yeah. It's been a minute. Which I'm, like, a little stressed. Like, what are we going to do about the Rumble?
Just, like, fake it? Just, like, come up with something else?
Okay.
Just, like, make up a drinking game to Disney Plus or something stupid.
Brilliant. Okay, good. Because I'm like, we have to have at least one drinking show.
Right.
But like, we don't have the network anymore and don't really intend on watching any of that.
No. So we'll just do something with Disney Plus or like do something stupid.
Okay.
Or like do something with AEW.
Yeah. Or we can find a way to illegally stream the Rumble.
That also sounds like more work than it's worth.
Probably. Very true. If anyone's got any ideas of a drinking game for us.
Yeah.
Using Disney Plus or Netflix of some sort. Let us know.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Yeah.
2020.
2020. The new year, new us.
Do you think Trump's going to get reelected?
Yes. Okay.
I know. I know. Me too. And I'm scared and I'm sad.
Yeah. Who do you think is going to be the Democratic nominee?
Fuck.
I really think it's going to be Joe Biden and I'm scared.
I don't know that it's going to be Joe Biden.
I think it is.
Maybe.
These people are fucking whores for a name. They're like, Joe Biden. I've heard of him before.
I mean, I guess it could be.
I mean, that's how we got Trump, man. They're like, Trump, I know who he is. I've seen The Apprentice.
Wouldn't that be funny if Trump was our president? And here we are.
Here we are.
It's probably going to be Biden.
I would say Biden or Sanders.
Yeah.
Sanders had like a full heart attack.
A full, full heart attack.
It's and not is like, funny, like an ha-ha. Elderly it's man. Like...
It's comical. It's all just like, this is where we are.
Yeah.
Really? In the whole world? Yeah. These were our options.
Mm-hmm.
That it's either going to be Joe Biden or Bernie Sanders. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Trump's just going to get reelected.
Yeah. Anyway. So that's 2020. In a nutshell.
I'm very nervous for.
I'm just letting go and letting God. Like, I got to focus on myself, my KitchenAid. Like, I got to, like, I can't be
I got to make some pasta.
Like, yeah, I'll vote. But, like, Lord knows.
Lord knows. I'll vote. Well, and for, like, us, I don't want to say our vote doesn't matter. But, like, we live in California. Yeah. So whoever the Democratic nominee is who's going to win our state, which is great. Ish. I mean, it's great. Russia. It's better than Trump.
I mean, Russia.
Oh, unless they're like, wow.
Wow. You know what would be funny?
You know what would be funny?
Yeah.
Let's just change everyone's vote.
Yeah.
And make it look like everyone loves Trump.
Mm-hmm. Literally, it's like Trump, everyone. Democratic nominee zero.
Yeah, and like 100
people on like a third party candidate.
Yeah,
just like we're not gonna bother changing that. Just throw him something to the Green Party, to fucking Jill Stein or whatever her name is.
Oh, politics.
Cheers to how the human race has so greatly failed.
Cheers.
But at least we have Disney Plus.
I mean, at least Disney Plus will help us make it through 2020.
Yeah.
There's so much there.
Yeah. You want to forget about what's happening? Boom. High School Musical.
The musical.
The series.
Exactly. Well, I mean, should we see if our kumquats told us any of their resolutions?
Oh, yeah. I forgot we do that.
I think we literally have one. But that's okay. It's from our good friend, Aaron, at Urgency. My resolution is to take 2020 completely off from drinking. I have two therapists, which is probably helpful. A whole year, no alcohol?
I mean, I feel like that's doable.
That's probably doable.
That's not that bad.
I don't drink that much, but like I want to be able to.
Right. Word.
And I don't was really drink. I mean, was sometimes. Gifted more bourbon for Christmas.
Oh, nice.
So now I'm like I'm fully stocked in the bourbon mm-hmm. department, so yeah. I do need to get my drink on.
Got it.
Get your drink on.
It's drink just on. Like too
That's
much.
That's good for you, Aaron. Live your yeah. best life.
Yeah, do what you're going to do, whatever's best for your body and soul.
Yeah.
I just want to say that, like, drinking is fine. I drink sometimes, but I don't really. But, like, I also feel like I don't drink because it's so much work and effort to, like, make and, like, mix a good drink
mm-hmm.
myself.
Sure.
And then going out to, like, bars and stuff is, like, ew. And also expensive. And also I don't like talking to bartenders. So sure. if there's ever a bar.
You don't like talking to bartenders?
I don't like talking to anyone. And you know that.
I know. But, like, bartenders, you don't have to say a lot to them.
I know, and I just don't like doing it. I feel like I'm always going to say something stupid, and they're going to
And then
like,
you're going to get a drink you don't want.
Yeah, or they're going to be like, what? Or they're going to be like, ew, or like, I don't know. I just don't like talking. So if
no,
there's
I get
a
it.
Mobile order bar anywhere, can you imagine?
OMG.
Yeah, you heard it here first. A mobile order bar.
Don't steal our idea. Well, 2020, we open a mobile order bar.
We're not going to do it. We can't even afford rent, bitch. We're going to create an entire business.
We'll take it on, like, what's that show? Shark Tank?
Shark Tank.
And be like, give us money.
I don't think we'd win.
Is that how that works? I don't know how Shark
no,
Tank works.
No, you have
works.
To, like, come up with an invention, not just, like, a business
It's
idea.
An invention-ish.
It's not.
It's just an idea.
Starbucks literally already invented it. Just, there's this coffee.
But it's like Starbucks mobile ordering for alcohol
at a like bar
at like a bar. So you have to like go in and you mobile order everything. You don't have yeah. to talk to another human. Yeah. You yeah. just like there's one person that finds you a table yeah. and you sit down. You mobile order anything you want.
Yeah.
A waiter or waitress brings you your food mm-hmm. and drink. And then whenever you're done, you just pay.
Pay and you're done.
You or it out. Could or it can be a combination of like. The Amazon Fresh like supermarkets
yeah.
and
yeah.
the mobile ordering.
Yeah.
So like you also just like walk out.
Yeah.
And it like automatically charges your card.
You by magic.
Like by magic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Very minimal, almost zero interaction with yeah. people.
For real.
That well, if you can come up with if you can figure out how to do that. That's cool. We'll take 3% of your profits.
All right. That's fair. I think that's fair. Yeah.
I think that's fair. 3%.
Yeah.
For the idea.
Yeah.
And they, cause they have to put up all the like money and make it happen.
Yeah.
And the science and shit.
Science.
And then we're just the idea girls.
Oh yeah.
So we'll take your 3%.
Yeah, that's fair.
I think that's a totally fair number. Mm-hmm. And also, like, you'd probably make a boatload of money doing that. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
I think some people do like actually like going to a bar and talking to a bartender.
Well, those people are lonely. Okay.
Yeah.
And I don't understand.
And they just like to socialize.
Yeah. I don't understand that either. I saw Cats.
Oh, yes. Tell me about it.
Okay, so here's what I don't understand.
Was Cats, it so horny?
Not, I mean, it was a little horny. It was okay. like mildly horny.
Was it Bambi horny?
No.
Okay.
Here's what I don't understand. Cats is famously a bad stage play, right? Like
correct.
It's made fun of. But yet, it's one of the longest running Broadway shows or stage shows ever in history of Broadway
yeah
/ West End people, whatever you want to call it
people keep watching it
people so it's like already a bad stage play but yeah it's man like people still go to it and they still perform it even though it's like known for being bad
correct
I knew it was known for being bad and kind of made fun of but I didn't really know what it was about I've never seen the stage play
mm-hmm.
so then I go see the movie and I'm like, they took a bad stage play and they made like $100 million movie out of it. Like, what? And it's very weird. Like the CGI was weird. The music is weird. The fact that there's literally no plot or reason for anything is weird. But yet, I can't. Stop thinking about it like it's in my mind like not in like a oh it was so good just in like a like a what? Like
what? Why did this all happen?
What happened? And I'm like, because there's nothing. There's no plot. There's almost no dialogue. It's pretty much 95% just singing.
Wow.
And it's so weird. It's just weird. Like, how did someone write this Andrew Lloyd Webber bullshit? And like, he wrote it and thought it was good enough to make into a show, and he did. And then the show has been going on forever, and now it's like a very expensive movie, and someone was like, yes, make the movie, put it
and
out, release
so
it.
So many like artists signed on to be a part of the movie.
Yes. So I'm like, Dame Judi Dench, why? You're a dame.
Ma'am.
Ma'am, you're a dame.
You're a dame. What are you doing?
And like, Taylor Swift is there, and Idris Elba is there, and I mean, Jason Derulo is about the level I would expect to be there.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
Yeah, the Jason Derulos of the world, and like, what's her name? Rebel Wilson. Okay, sure, whatever. James Corden is like everywhere, and I don't get him. Personally, but he was there. But that's like the level I would expect. But
sure.
Then you've got like Ian McKellen. I'm like,
you're like, what's happening?
Taylor Swift was there, and I'm like, how much money did they pay you? She had like one of the smallest roles of all of them. But she was there.
She was present and accounted for.
Anyway, it's just honestly, the whole thing is amazing to me. Like the whole, like who was like, yes, make the movie, green light it, put it out, do it. Make them look like humans with fur and boobies. Like who?
Wow. I don't know.
Anyway, I think everyone should see it because it is a clusterfuck. And like, there's no way, there's no way for me to describe it. Like, you need to just experience it. And honestly, it's crazy. Like, if you go in just knowing like it's crazy, like, wow.
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 Were there at any point, were there audible what?
Okay, from me, yes. Also, I want to be clear that this opened the same weekend as Star Wars, so it never stood a chance to begin with. But I saw it literally on opening night. I saw it on Friday night, release day night. And
wow.
The theater consisted of me and Luigi, another couple, and like one older man by himself.
Oh.
That was it. So there was
five people
in the whole room on release day.
No.
On release day for like an 8:30 show. Like it was like a prime time show. And I.
That's embarrassing.
That's embarrassing. And I was like, oh my God. Like I was sitting there going, like just laughing and being like, what? Like why? Like who?
Would you see it again?
Yeah.
Okay. Like, so if I was like, hey, do you want to go see Cats again?
Yeah, because
the next time you're off, you're like, you'd say sure.
Yeah, because it's literally an experience. Like it's one of those movies you need to watch with friends and like laugh at it and be like,
okay,
what is happening?
Okay.
I would
like to see it with you, please.
One of my senses is like involved. You know what I mean? Like you're
it's a full sensory experience.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, it's like highly recommend because like it's a shit show. Who doesn't love that? How often
love a shit show.
How often nowadays do they release $100 million shit shows? Not that often. I mean, most $100 million movies are at least like average.
Sure. At the very least they're average. They're not like full
or like
train wrecks.
Yeah. Or they're like entertaining. But this is just a shit show. It's just I can't. You had $100 million and all these people. You could have like written a movie with a plot.
Just a plot.
Yeah.
Just have some point.
Yeah.
No point. Zero points made.
I mean, they try to make a point, but there's no point.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
I have to pee so desperately.
Why didn't you?
So either producer, do you want to step in? Do you want to pause? Do you want to wrap up? What do you want to do? Oh, he wants us to wrap it up.
Okay,
he's like, stop talking. Okay,
like,
wow.
You suck.
He's like,
dumb.
What have you guys talked about for the last like hour?
Cats,
yeah. And nothing. Really. Really, it was a podcast about nothing. That's what our show is now.
Oh my God, it's the Cats of podcasts.
Oh my God, we are the Cat Cast.
Yeah, like There's no point.
There's no point. There's no plot. We don't know how we get there. We start and we end. And it's normally about the length of a movie.
Yeah.
And no one knows why or how.
It's, yeah. It's Cats.
Oh, shit.
Uh-oh.
We are Cats.
Cats is us.
Cats we be.
But, like, you have to see it.
Okay. Well, we will go see it. And it'll probably be quite a moment of reflection.
Mm-hmm.
For us as a whole. Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. So thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Heels and Heels podcast. It didn't make sense. We know. If you want to hear more of our episodes, you can go to arcadeaudio.net. All of our podcasts are there. And also all the other podcasts in the network are there. So you should like listen to some of them too, because some of them are pretty cool.
Please.
Please. You can also support us monetarily by going to patreon.com/arcadeaudio. For a small monthly donation, you get access to like bonus content like the Holes and Holes podcast, and you get access to our Discord, which is the first to hear about things like, oh no, there's a tornado.
Oops. It was fine. There wasn't really.
For all 12-hour tornado warnings in areas that aren't yours, come to the Heels and Heels Discord server.
So, you know, when I'm like, oh, wow, Bambi's so horny. And everyone's like, Bambi is horny. And then I'm like, tornado? Question mark? Shruggy emoji?
Yeah.
You got to get in on that.
Yeah.
So, patreon.com/arcadeaudio. And if you want to follow us on the internet, you can do so at The Heels and Heels on Twitter.
I'm at HIH Karma.
I'm at HIH Carolyn.
I am at HIH Producer.
Also, please leave your like, subscribe, fave, thumbs up, heart, whatever. Please subscribe to us.
Your favorable symbol.
Yeah. And leave a rating and a review. 5 stars for buttholes. 5 stars for cats. Tell us what is the worst movie you ever paid to see in theaters.
Swim Fan.
You saw Swim Fan?
I walked out of Swim Fan.
I've never had the audacity to walk out of a movie that I paid money for.
You take your ticket to the manager man and say, like, this movie was so bad I walked out of it, money back please. And they're like, sorry, here's your money back.
So now all these years later, are you like, damn, I really wish I knew how Swim Fan ended?
No, I watched it like independently a few years ago and was like, that wasn't very good.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. So anyway,
tell me
the worst movie. Have you ever walked out of a movie? I never have. Wow, the drama, honestly,
it's very powerful. It's a power move.
Yeah. No one, all 5 of us sat there for the full 2-hour experience in that room.
But also, like, you were in it. You were immersed in it. You're like, I'm taking this all in by all the ways I can.
Yeah.
I am absorbing it because it's an experience.
Yeah, I was like, I'm waiting for a plot. I'm waiting for a plot. It never happened.
You're like, a plot has got to be coming soon.
Yeah. No.
No plot.
No plot. Interesting. Wow. So anyway, 5 stars, rating and review.
Thank you. All right. Happy New Year to you.
To you.
And you. And you.
And you.
Yes. Be safe. Be smart. Have a designated driver. Take an Uber. Don't be a dumb fuck and drive drunk, because really, we will be very disappointed in you.
So disappointed.
So, be safe. Have a good time. Make some New Year's resolutions. Keep some of them. Break some of them. Keep some things the same, because you know what? You're pretty rad. You don't have to change everything.
No.
Just change some things. But like, most of you is pretty awesome, so keep it the same.
Yeah. Just like chill.
Just chill. And if like marijuana is legal in your state and it's something you're into, or if it's not legal in your state, fuck it. Get high a little every once in a while.
Yeah.
And watch some Disney movies.
I prefer a high on life stance, but you know, I'm weird.
I do want you to try a different one.
Yeah. Probably.
You can take it home. I'll just put it in a little baggie. You can take it home and on your own free time.
I don't. Okay. No.
Hard no. I'm a big drug pusher. Anyways, we love you. Be sure to tell people you love that you love them, because life is short, and visit your local old people. And don't forget to always, even in the new year, fart with reckless abandon.
Bye.
Thank you for playing Arcade Audio. Play more at arcadeaudio.net.